This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Real life is scarier than anything we can dream of, and we dream such frightening things. Sci-fi and Scream, Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid, on Joy 94.9.
So welcome to Sci-fi and Scream, and tonight we have on the phone line the sheriff, that's right, the sheriff of sci-fi TV series Eureka, Colin Ferguson, from the sci-fi TV show that is more sci-fi fact, I guess, than sci-fi fiction. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream, Colin Ferguson.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's good to chat to you, and I know a number of our listeners are avid watchers of Eureka, so it is a real joy to have you here. I believe, Colin, you're coming down under for a convention, and you're in Sydney already, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've been here for about 10 days now.
Oh, good. 10 days. Fantastic. And this weekend, the convention's called Our Warehouse in Eureka.
Yeah, that's right.
Great. And is this the first time you've been in Australia?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've always wanted to come, but I never sort of had the opportunity. So it's always an amazing thing when you can mix sort of pleasure with business. I guess I'm doing 2 or 3 days of work down here, and I'm staying for a month or so.
Oh, wow. That's even better. Good.
Yeah.
Now, I did get a message from Hub Productions, from Sophie there, and she told me that there was an incident involving fire, a bushfire. In the Blue Mountains. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's par for the course up there, but I was on a hike up there with my buddy Rand, who runs the Hub Productions, which is the people who are putting on the convention. We sort of smelled something, you know, in the beginning of the hike, sort of going like, oh, that must be, I don't know, how it smells over here. And yeah, by the time we were done the hike, the fire was raging, and they were evacuating schools and where people were living, and it was right next to us. It was burning, I guess, 50 feet away from most of it.
This leads me to, I guess, the question of how much of it was yourself, and it's almost a little bit like an episode from Eureka.
Well, it felt that way, and the funny thing was, I was shooting a show, you always do such high-tension stuff, you know, and there's always, you know, a car flipping or someone about to do a dangerous stunt or someone doing... So you get really accustomed to that sort of tension, and it felt that way. It felt sort of like, oh, there's a big fire, well, we should watch that. Oh, let's keep walking. You know, and it didn't really log as anything dangerous. But then I was so impressed because to the locals, didn't log as anything dangerous either. I mean, the police were there and the firemen were there and they're like, yeah, this happens a lot.
Yeah, they're used to that sort of drill. Unfortunately, it does happen here quite a bit. I want to ask you, for those who aren't initiated and don't know about Eureka, again, where have they been for the last few years?
Wow, a life half lived.
What can you tell us about it just briefly?
Sure.
What it's about.
Okay, well, it's a show, the log line is sort of that it's a show about a small town, and it's the people in the town and their relationships that sort of make the show. The actual situation of the town is that it's the smartest people in the world all gathering together in some sort of unknown think tank that's not on any map, and science of the town that everyone lives in is about 50 to 100 years in the future, so they're levitating things, and their ability to solve problems is on a level that we don't quite have yet, so it makes for a lot of fun.
Look, it's really quirky, and I think the New York Times sums it up really well by calling it a playful series set in the Pacific Northwest, telling the story of an outsider, that's yourself.
I'm the
sheriff. You know, you come to explore, settle in this remote town full of eccentrics, and you're the sort of person that, I guess, grounds it. You know, you're the person that keeps it kind of relevant or relative.
Yeah.
For the audience.
It's a fun role for me. I like it. I enjoy it. But it is playful and it is fun and it is an easy show and we're proud of that. I guess when it started, I wanted to do a darker show. I wanted to do something that was edgy and all that. And then I have to say, you know, years and years later, the fact that, you know, I get people coming up to me and saying, oh, I watch it with my kids and I watch it with my parents. And it's actually really nice. It's a lovely feeling. And the fact that, I guess, television went really, really dark in recent years, darker than movies, you know, with everything from all the CSIs and the Dexters and the... It's nice to be a show that's light.
Yeah, and I think the same with The Warehouse 13. Of course, Eddie McClintock is over here too. The two of you are going to be like pretty much running the show from the sounds of it this weekend.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's going to be fun.
And that's a great crossover between, like a genealogy between the shows. You've got Eureka, Warehouse 13, and Alpha, and the characters do blend together. It makes it a really interesting type of sci-fi TV.
Well, it's nice. It sort of, I mean, if they can actually do it and get us on alphas and you know, more on warehouse and back and forth, it makes for a really fun universe they're creating. And no other television station is doing that. So it's pretty cool.
That is very good. But unfortunately, of course, recent news that it's going to be no more.
Yeah.
Now, there is season 5 that's, I believe, is due to be released or is going to air. It hasn't in Australia yet.
Yeah, season 5 will air sometime next year.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a full 14-episode season, so there are a lot of episodes still to come.
Now, are they going to do a grand finale? I did read something online that there will be a special, maybe almost pilot a length episode. Is that true, that rumor?
It's a grand finale in that it ends, but it's no longer or shorter than any other episode. It's one episode to wind it all up. And I'm sort of grateful that it was one episode instead of 6. I mean, the last thing I wanted to do was sort of very slowly limp to an end.
Yeah.
And we, you know, close every door, because that just gets, I mean, rip the Band-Aid off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, call it what it is. We're done. So it's nice that we do it in one episode. I think it'll be faster. And I think because it happens so quickly, it might be more entertaining. I know seasons or series finales traditionally haven't done well for MASH, which was just sort of a phenomenal ending. I think they try to do too much.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, it's sort of, whereas I think people just want a sort of a fun send off.
Yeah, it's contrived. I mean, things often end abruptly, and that's the way life is. So
yeah,
it's more realistic in that sort of sense, I think.
And I don't know what people are expecting. You know, when they say, "Oh, it was such a disappointing finale," it's like, well, what was? It wasn't conceived. No series is some sort of, you know, and then it's going to lead here.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about ratings and what studios want, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, your character is a lovely character. He's not eccentric, like I said. He's very grounded. How much of Sheriff Jack Carter is you, and how much is, well, the character of Sheriff Jack Carter?
We're sort of the same. I mean, I'm thinking in the beginning maybe there were different things. You know, they learn what I do really well, and I learn what they do really well, and so we find each other in the middle at a certain point. And, you know, increasingly the character becomes who you are. Or I guess a better way to say it is that the writers learn to play to your strengths. I mean, and your strengths are who you are. So hopefully we're similar. I'd like to think I'm a little bit more articulate than he is. And we definitely have strengths and weaknesses that are different. But I think tonally, we're quite similar.
When I was watching the show in season 3, I really noticed the comic style of the comic book character almost.
Yeah.
Those references, of course, that occur. And that's really exciting for geeks and sci-fi fans. And
yeah. And that's the writers. The writers are great at that. I mean, we have a fantastic room, particularly for season 4 and season 5.
Yeah.
And season 5, I mean, the first episode of season 5 is, I think, the best episode we've ever done. It's just moves, and it ends on this crazy note. And I sort of like that we didn't limp over the finish line. I sort of like that we're going out on top for us. Like, our ratings are great, and they're going to be great next year, too, because the show is just, we finally figured out what it was. It sort of feels good to go out with people being disappointed, as opposed to, it's time.
Yes, what it is. Thinking about now, it's coming to a close for you. Can you tell us if there are any new projects? Well, can you talk about anything new that's coming up for Colin Ferguson?
Yeah, I mean, NBC's been great. Sci-fi shares a floor with USA, and both are under the NBC Universal banner.
Okay.
I've known all those people for a very long time, and it's really, it means a lot that they've sort of come out and said, you know what, you've been a part of this for a long time. We value the work that you've done, and we'd like to keep you, if possible, in the family somehow. And just that is there makes me, it's warming. It feels like, oh, okay, you know, it wasn't, they were genuine, being nice to me, they weren't, and that, oh, I'd like to stay in family. I mean, I see these people, seen them for 10 years, I know them, I've known them, gosh, better than I know a lot of people in my life, so I'd love to stay at NBC.
No, good.
So there's a lot of stuff in the works, but I mean, it's so tenuous at this point, it's not even
worth mentioning. Can't really comment, obviously.
Well, I
don't want to put you in a spot.
It and it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden, like, I'm on this, and then I'm not, and I'm on this, and
then
I'm
not. You can always edit that bit.
Okay.
No, well, look, it's been great chatting to you. I don't want to hold you up. You've got plenty more people to talk to, and with the convention too. So look, what's happening this weekend is Warehouse in Eureka. Now, this is an event that you'll be part of, telling stories, anecdotes. There'll also be a Q&A, which is great, and a variety of events throughout the day. Now, in Sydney, I believe, over at the Law Building in Sydney, at the University of
New
South Wales, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you need any information, I believe it's on the website, hubproductions.com. You know, anyone can go there and just find out what it is, but it's basically, Eddie and I were sitting around and meeting people and just talking.
Chewing the fat. He likes doing that. He was fun to talk to.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. And, of course, in Melbourne, it's at also another university, Melbourne Uni, at the Parkville campus at the Charles Pearson Theatre on the Sunday the 30th. So that's a very bit of a jet set lifestyle.
Yeah, I live in hotel rooms most of the time, which is okay.
Yeah. You know? How you get around and experience bushfires too.
Yeah, I'm seeing all of Australia.
So cool. Look, it's been great chatting to you. Like I said, I wish you all the best for the convention coming up through Hub Productions. And we hope to have you back in Australia again, perhaps as an incarnation of a firefighter or something.
That'd be great. Oh, by the way, a lot of people don't do the Harbour Bridge thing. I did that the other day.
Did you?
That's really fun.
You walked along the top of it?
Yeah, I was just speaking to a lot of people in town, and they say, you know, oh, I never do it because I live here. But it's actually a lot of fun, so do that.
Yeah, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, my name is Colin Ferguson. I play Sheriff Jack Carter on Eureka, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Beautiful. Great voice. You've done radio before, I can tell.
I've done one or two.
Yeah? What have you done? You've done sci-fi radio, I believe.
Oh, I've done a ton. I've done a ton of radio, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for talking to us here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much, Colin Ferguson.
All the best.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Sci-Fi and Squeam was synthesized and squashed into shape by Sonia. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Sci-Fi and Squeam, or check out joy.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.